producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That would be a great thing to do. Give me a call about whatever it is that's on your mind, and we'll chat about it. We've got 2 hours still remaining. I know we've been preempted in Canada a little bit because of the shooting earlier this week, so a special welcome, or a special invitation to our Canadian listeners, and also a special sort of hug, you know, warm, feel like, you know, we've been there, done that, and know how terrible it feels to feel like that your safety has been compromised. It doesn't feel good at all, but life does go on. And as I said, I was at someone's house, I think, just after September 11th, and someone had said that there's always been evil in the world, but, you know, that good always triumphs. And I think that was a worthwhile thing to be reminded of. 855-99-DR-JOY. Sarah, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm not so well today.
All right, well, let's see what we can do to make things better. What's the problem?
Okay. I'm upset, devastated, distraught. My husband left 3 weeks ago. He said he needs his space. The marriage has been sour for a very long time. I've discovered that he has been having what I think is an emotional affair with somebody at work. He denies it, and he says there's nothing wrong with it. They're just friends, you know, but he does rely on her for emotional support, which upsets me.
Let me, before we go, give me a little bit of background, kiddo. How old are you?
37.
And how old is he?
37.
Do you guys have kids?
We do. We have three children, 11 boys. 7 boy, 8 girl, and then I have an older child from a previous relationship.
Who lives with you?
No, he's 20 and he's living on his own.
Okay. How long have you been married?
10 years, and we dated about 6 years prior to getting married.
So it sounds like you already had the 11-year-old, but before you got married.
Correct. He was about 7 months old, yeah.
Okay. All right, so putting your husband's behavior aside temporarily, how would you view the marriage? I mean, were you happy?
No, but I tried. I hung on because I really wanted it to work. There's a lot of stressors. I mean, financial, I was just recently diagnosed with being bipolar. I started taking medication. I left work for 6 months. I went into a treatment center for 3. And I went back to work and it's about 6 weeks ago. And I feel like I was finally, you know, making improvements. And I think that me being irritable all the time took a toll on the marriage.
Yeah, probably, right?
I know it did, yeah. But he says that he needs his space. He says that he needs to figure out if there's any feelings that are lying underneath his wounds and he needs to heal. My problem is I have a really hard time giving him his space.
right, listen, you have as much time as you want with me, but let me help you sort of.
Okay.
I want to see if I can kind of have you think about something a little bit differently, because I think it'll be more valuable for the two of us together. First of all, my dear, you don't have much choice about giving him his space. You can either irritate the daylights out of him, which is not going to do either of you any good, but. Look, you've got. Let me just give you an overview from what I've heard so far. The marriage has not been very good for either of you for a while. Okay, number one.
Right.
Number two, you were out of commission for a while in different iterations. One, because you were undiagnosed. Then second, hospitalized. And then out of work, and all of those are gonna, as you point out, take a toll on somebody else. They're gonna get exhausted, which means that looking at if the roles were reversed, if he'd lost his job, if he was undiagnosed, if he was unhospitalized, you very likely look to somebody for some support. I mean, as human beings, those are tough things to go through by ourselves. One of the possibilities is going to a family member, but if family members are not very supportive of the marriage, you tend not to do that. Because men tend not to go to family nearly as much as women, number one. And men, when they do go to somebody with an emotional issue, almost uniformly go to women. Because we're better at it. I mean, this is what we do. So the idea that during all this, that he may have had a sympathetic ear at work, I think viewing that as an affair, I think puts you in an... in a negative position that doesn't really have to be there, because one of several things is going to happen. Either at some point the two of you are going to try and put this marriage back together, whether successfully or not, nobody can tell you at this moment. But both of you are going to be motivated enough to try. At which point, viewing this as an affair is just one more thing to get over. So it doesn't sound like it was an affair. Number one. Number two, the second possibility is that either he or you at some point are going to decide you have no interest in working out this relationship, that too much has gone on, that you're going to have to figure so, and you're not interested. And viewing her as a rival is a mistake.
I do.
For either, well, but it's unwise. It doesn't buy you anything. If it got you someplace positive, I'd say, well, okay. But it doesn't. I mean, the fact that in the same way that if you were unhappy, and you probably are since he left 3 weeks ago, my guess is there's somebody you've confided in. And that person most likely is a woman, just because women tend to go to women and men tend to go to women when they want to talk about emotional issues. But then viewing, and your friend is very likely not going to be very supportive of your husband, because she cares about you and you're hurting because of his behavior. So at some point, it's not out of the realms of possibilities to view the two of them as rivals for one another, for your attention and for your loyalty. It's a mistake. You don't want to do that. It has nothing to do with rivalry. You're unhappy. You need some support right now. Number third possibility, which is inevitable, is regardless of what the two of you decide about your marriage, you're going to have to co-parent those kids. And so viewing your husband as an adulterer doesn't buy you anything. It really doesn't. So right now, you've got two things that are much more important, three things that are much more important than worrying about her. Number one is how to keep yourself intact enough that you leave him alone. Because the best shot you've got is to leave him alone. And I know it doesn't feel that way. I know you feel like if I let go of him, he's gone forever. But it's not true. Nagging him, sort of saying, give me one more chance, is not what you want to do right now. Because the two of you, he has the same investment in the marriage that you do. He's got the kids, he's got the time you spent together, he's got all the trappings of marriage. And presumably, he's not saying, I don't want to ever see you again. He's saying, I got to catch my breath. Now, is it very wise for him to get involved on any level with some other person? It's not. But, you know, we're not always the wisest thing. So you've got to figure out how to make sure that you say, I love you. I want this to work. I want another shot. I'm stabilized. And I realize I haven't been a very good wife.
I have told him all that. And we did go to therapy. We did see a therapist a couple weeks ago. And we've decided that we were going to check in 4 months to kind of see where he's at. You know, whether he wants to continue and try and work it out, or he's done, or he needs more time, which to me was confusing. I didn't understand why there had to be a time on it.
Well, it does.
I was just trusting.
You actually want a time on it. I'll tell you why. Otherwise, you're just feeling like you're strung out. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about all of this, all right? And all the stuff you want to talk about as well. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, that's exactly what I'm here to do. We're talking with Sarah, who's going through really a tough time in her life. That she's been married for 10 years. She's got three kids with a dude. 3 weeks ago, he said, I need some space. The complication, of course, is that there's somebody that he's talking with at work, and hopefully he'll be sensible enough to kind of soft pedal that relationship. And I know it feels really scary right now, but it's not the issue. Because, you know, there's always some tempting person around for you, for him, for everybody. And it's not the issue. What you need to do during this period of time is, first of all, focus on what you want. Because if I said to you, Sarah, I have a magic wand and I could make the relationship exactly what it was 3 weeks ago, my guess is that you wouldn't be real happy with that. It's not really what you want at all. So use this time. And all right, let me go back. I'm just, you know, why you put a time frame on separation. And I think it's a really important thing to do, because if he said, I'll call you if I change my mind, that puts you on tenterhooks. What are you supposed to do in the meantime? Does that mean he's going to call you next week? Does that mean he's going to call you Christmas Eve? I mean, it doesn't mean anything. I probably would have said 3 months, but 4 months, you know, the difference between 3 months and 4 months isn't very much. It's a month, right? So yeah. The idea being that, and presumably the two of you are going to have to talk about finances, the kids, all sorts of things, because there's going to have to be some kind of minimal contact. But from your point of view, kiddo, I would encourage you to make it as little as possible, because what you want him to do is miss the daylights out of you. Because if he doesn't, then there's no place to go in this. And he can't. People fall in and out of love with people, and you know, it happens, which is one of the reasons why marriage is probably viable, because during the time that they're out of love with that person, because they have all this other commitment, then sometimes they stick around and they can fall back in love. So you need to take this time to figure out what you want, what you're willing to offer. And presumably you're on meds and you're more stabilized. You got your job back. You're feeling like a better person. But regardless of what happens about this marriage, you're going to be in better shape and figuring out what you want, whether it's from your husband or from the next dude. I mean, you're a relatively young woman, and certainly the likelihood of you having some important person in your life at some point is pretty high, whether it's your husband or somebody else. So take the time. And I don't think it's a good time for the two of you to be in couples counseling, because he's already out the door. So it's a waste of,
right.
It's just going to break your heart. But it's not a terrible time for you if you feel you want to, and whether you do it with a therapist or on your own, to figure out what you want, what the marriage needs to look like, which is not only you taking some responsibility for some of the behavior that was not very conducive to a good relationship, but what you want from him as well. You don't want to be a doormat. And as I said, if you think about it for a moment, that going back to where you were a month ago, it's not what you want either. It wasn't good. It wasn't happy. It's not maintainable. And okay, it always feels better on some level to pull the plug than to have the plug pulled on you. But at least you don't have to deal with the guilt. And he does.
Right.
So let him let him simmer with his loneliness, with his guilt, with his responsibility. Let him alone. Let him figure out what he's going to... Because either there's something strong enough that underlies all this, and it's going to take some work to put it back, but there's something there, and he will discover it, at which point both of you have a much better shot at putting this relationship together. So you... And every time you think about calling him, or every time you think about, well, you know, if I could just, you know, have him in my bed, or, you know, if I could just prove to him... Don't do it. Let him miss you. Because, kiddo, if he doesn't...
So are you saying that I should not express to him how I feel?
You should keep your mouth... You should stay away from him.
Okay. Well, the other issue is that I do have to see him every day, because the kids are so involved after school that I have to stop at the house, pick up the one kid. He takes the other kids to where they have to go. So right now it's not an option. I have to...
Well,
see him
I think
every
I think
day. Is that a hindrance?
Yeah, I think it's not a very good idea. I think if there's a way that you can sort of do that so that you can have, you know, maybe do a carpool where you pick up the kids some of the time, other people. I mean, you want to stay out. You want him to miss you. You want him to not see you. You want him to fantasize about you. You want him to remember the good times. Because everybody remembers both the good times and the bad times.
Right.
You really want to be out of his sphere of influence. You just don't want to be there.
What do you think about maybe, parking in the street and having the kids come out, or do you think that would be awkward for them?
I think that's fine.
I think
what you can just say is, Mommy and Daddy are taking a break from one another. We're taking a vacation from one another. You guys do need to, have you talked about finances, how that's going to work?
Yes. When he left 3 weeks ago, because I discovered something, he sent the girl at work a text message, and it was very disrespectful to me. And I kind of threw him out. Well, I did throw him out. And then he stayed in a hotel for a week. And then we decided that it was just too expensive for him. And he doesn't have family around here. So after staying in the hotel for a week, we decided that it would be best if I left and went to stay with my aunt, because she could help me. It wouldn't cost me anything. And the other thing is I kind of feel right now he would be a better father than I would be a mother, because I'm so upset.
Okay. So why do you need to see the kids? Why do you need to see them every day?
Because the kids are, all three of them do they all do different things. So, you know, if one kid has to be at dance class at 6 o'clock, but the boys have to be at football, you know, I have to help cart the kids around.
Why can't you sort of arrange somebody for, you know, 1 week that you take both the kids and you take them there and somebody else picks them up? Why can't you sort of sort that out so that you don't have to see them every day?
If you're telling me that that would probably be the wisest thing to do, I will work on that.
I think it's a wise thing. Yeah, because, kiddo, look, you don't... You want... It's like scratching at a scab. You want to stay away from him. You want him to stay away from you. You want to miss him. You want to,
right.
Both of you need to co-parent the kids, but you don't want to see him every day.
Right.
You don't want him to see you every day.
Yeah, I'm just afraid because I know that he was so checked out. I mean, I can't.
Well, but honey, give him a chance to check back. Listen, here's your mantra, Cookie. Give him a chance to miss you.
Okay.
And every time you're thinking about calling him or seeing him or, you know, getting a new hairdo, get a new hairdo if you want, but get a new hairdo because you're tired of the old hairdo, not because you give him a chance to miss you and give yourself a chance to figure out whether or not you really want him back or it's just your feelings are hurt. Right?
And then the rare occasions where I will see him, how do I act? Do I... Because when I'm around him, I just want to cry and I want to hug him.
Well, know? I would do neither. I think you're going to have to put on your big girl Meryl Streep pants and be polite and pleasant and aloof. That's why you need to stay away from him. All right? Let me put you on hold. You think about it for a minute and I'll come right back to you. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's a great idea to do whenever you can, 855-99-DR-JOY. We're talking with Sarah, who's, I think we're probably just about done here. That Sarah, I think if you cannot see him every day, I think you're going to feel better. It's giving him the space. And look, part of it, honey, he's been married to you for 10 years and knew you for 6 years before that. He is expecting you to come after him. He is expecting you to say, oh, please come back. He's expecting that he can do whatever he wants, that he is in control, that you care more about the relationship than he does. So give him something, and I'm not talking about playing games. I'm just talking about... take care of yourself right now. That the marriage wasn't in good enough shape to go back to even a month ago. So give him the space, take the space, and figure out what you want. And don't see him every day.
Right. So it sounds like you think that space can work.
Look, I'll tell you the circumstances under which I think the two of you have a shot. That he misses you, that he's got the responsibility of taking care of three kids right now, which is, that's a lot to do by yourself.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't want you to abandon the kids, but I don't want you to, this is not a time to be the most generous self. Because I know that part of you is thinking, well, if I make him Thanksgiving dinner, then he'll really miss me.
Exactly. That's exactly what I think.
I know. Don't do that. First of all,
okay.
If he asks, then you can decide if you want to do it or not. Don't offer it. Let him understand what life without you would be. Because that's the only shot you've really got. He's the one who's saying, I can't do this anymore. You're a pain in the neck. So you need to, first of all, stop being a pain in the neck. And the best way to stop being a pain in the neck is to leave him alone right now. Because he's not anticipating that. He's anticipating that you're going to call and he's going to, and he's already saying to people, you know, she's going to drive me crazy and I feel so guilty. Let him deal with those emotions. Don't help him with that.
Okay.
And hopefully you've had some good memories together. At some point he's going to think, wow, Sarah never overcooked the turkey like this. Or Sarah was always so cuddly in bed. Or Sarah, you know, kept such a clean house. Or Sarah, you know, she got my jokes. Whatever. Let him miss you. Because if there's nothing about you at your best point that he values anymore, there's no place to go. And it's not because you're a bad person. It's just because the two of you have run out of whatever it was you had.
Okay.
You also need to figure out what you want from him.
When you say what I want, do you mean like what I want in life or what I want from somebody?
Both.
As a companion.
Both. I mean, you need to know, you need to, look, the best relationships are one that are interdependent, not dependent. Dependency works really well for the short term. It just won't hold up in the long term. It just doesn't. So you need to figure out, you know, where do I go from here? And what part does, you know, what do I need to do for myself? What part, if George came back, what do I want from him that it was different? I mean, figure out, take the time.
So my goal for right now is to arrange help with the kids after school so he doesn't see me.
Yep.
I'm going to figure out what I want, and I'm going to make him miss me.
Yes, ma'am. And also, and figure out what you want, not only, again, from your life, but what you want in that marriage, if you know, because you get some negotiation power, too. So, and take the 4 months. 4 months isn't very long. View it as you get a vacation. You know, that you're, it's going to be a change of how it feels to be on your own. You haven't been on your own. I mean, you had a kid when you were 16 or 17 years old.
Yeah.
This is a time, for the first time, maybe, and it's not that you don't have kids, but that your level of responsibility is altered significantly. Let him worry about the kids for a change. Let him be the primary parent. Take care of yourself. You shouldn't be dating either. Don't go looking for...
Well, that was something that we discussed when we were in that therapy session, that there isn't going to be any drastic changes. Nobody's filing any paperwork. There's going to be no dating.
Exactly.
And he agreed and he understood.
Yeah.
And I believe that. I believe him.
I do too. And you know, I believe what he said. I believe that they are friends. I believe that he was lost. I believe that he was scared. And I believe he feels guilty as hell right now. Let him sort it out.
Is it unrealistic for me to think that he'll be able to emotionally rely on me in the future if it works out? So in other words,
if you're reliable.
You know,
yeah. You haven't been very reliable in the past, right?
All right.
It's hard to rely on somebody that you know is going to say, I can't deal with this right now. You know, no. I mean, make sure you're on your meds. See your therapist. Make sure. Become reliable so you can count on yourself. And that's most of the problem. And then see where you are.
Okay.
All right?
Dr. Joy, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. I feel so much better, a little empowered. And I'm really grateful to you. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome, sugar. Hang in there. I'm here if you need me. 855-99-DR-JOY. Linda, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, Linda.
I'm really struggling this morning.
Okay. What can I help you with?
Well, my parents died when I was young, before I was 18, both of them. And it was pretty tragic. They were they're a little bit older parents, but I have three older brothers. And they were just really sick for many, many years, and it tore the family apart. And they moved me out to California when I was 15, and I was estranged from my family for a long time, and then they died. So I became very estranged from my family.
Yeah. Now, these were, and, so you're talking about your three older brothers.
Yeah.
When you say they were ill, what does that mean?
My mom had cancer, and my dad had...
I thought you were talking about your brothers after your parents died.
No, my parents, when they were... It was just a really horrific death for both of them, really bad. Mm-hmm. That really tore the family apart. And I kind of got left in California, and I made friends, and I made a life for myself, and I'm okay, and I moved to Maui. I mean, how bad could life be, you know? But my family on the East Coast has always just ignored me in every way. I've visited them 8 times over the years. I've called them. I've done everything, and my brother's in California, and two of them moved to California, and then I'm good with them, but the one in the East Coast, my brother just drove all the way out there to see him, and he wouldn't see him. I mean,
why?
He doesn't answer. I got a message. We had a reunion about 10 years ago, and I thought everything was good, and I've been calling him on his birthday every year, but he never answers the phone, and I send him presents, I don't hear back, you know, and then all of a sudden, my brother, he always talked to my brothers, but now he didn't even see my brother this time. He drove all the way out there to see him. And I don't know, I just feel really bad. It made me feel like, gosh, you know, I worked all these years to get us back together again, and now we're just completely broken again, like square one. And I'm very frustrated.
Well, but you know, I hear. But do we have any sense about the brother that's in communication, because it sounds like you've got three brothers. One of them,
yeah.
It sounds like you are in touch with, right?
Two of them.
Okay, so it's only the one brother. So
yeah.
Let's talk about that one brother. What do we know about that? Is it the middle brother, the oldest brother, the youngest brother?
He's the oldest. Yeah, he's the oldest brother, and he's a lot older than me. He's like 14 years older than me.
Okay.
When's
the last time you saw him?
Maybe about 5 or 6 years ago I went back. I try to go every 5 years if I can. It's really expensive from Hawaii.
Absolutely.
And,
well, you could have. All right. So tell me about this brother. How old are you?
I'm 59.
Okay, so that would make him 73.
73. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Is he single or married?
He's married. He's got 3 kids.
Okay. And so when you saw him a couple of years ago, did you get along okay?
Yeah, we always get along okay. That's what's so confusing. He's always really sweet to me. He's nice. They're not very giving people, but I can live with that
I hear that he didn't get along very well with your brother, although it does sound it's possible that your brother didn't know it was coming. I mean, is your brother?
Yeah, he didn't know.
Pardon me?
He didn't know he wouldn't answer the phone to him.
Well, but maybe are we sure he was home?
Yeah. Well, I told him, why didn't you just drive over to his house? He said no. We called him for like 2 weeks ahead. We called him, you know, my niece sent me some note to me personally telling me to get my head out of my ass.
That's charming.
Yeah, it was charming. It was.
All right, it sounds to me from that piece of information that there was a rift, that somehow somebody's feelings got hurt. All right,
yeah,
all right, well, but think about it. You've got a couple minutes to think about it. It may or may not have been you. It may have been, sounds like the major problem may be between your brothers. Think about if you can think about whether there was an event that might have touched this off, all right? And we'll talk about it in a moment. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right. All right. We're talking with Linda, who's got, who's both parents are gone. She has three older brothers, one of whom is significantly older than she is. And they had a family reunion 5 years ago. Linda, have you been in touch with this particular brother at all in the last 5 years?
Yeah, I called him on every birthday. He answered sometimes and sometimes he didn't.
All right, so he's married with kids. Is there any history of mental illness in the family?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, my mother was mentally ill. She was
what?
My mother was she had a lot of emotional problems, and then she got cancer, and it even got worse. You know. She was always very emotionally ill and sad. That's why they moved to California in the first place. Is my father moved her out there because she couldn't handle, because the medical care she was getting wasn't very good, and because she couldn't handle, they lost their house, and it was just a really
sad. All right, because the reason I ask is because, as I'm sure you're aware, there does seem to be some kind of concurrence with mental illness in families. So it may be that...
My brother is really quiet. My oldest brother is quiet. He doesn't say too much. He worked hard all his life. He was a, you know, good father. He took care of his kids. You know, but he was always really quiet. I mean, he was always nice to me, but he was close to my brothers, but not me. Because I was just so much younger, and they just judged me because I moved out from California. I was kind of a wild child by the time I came back.
Well, but honey, it may be, listen, Linda, all right, let me say a couple things, and then the question is not so much, because it sounds like we're having a difficult time, and it sounds like you didn't really come up with anything in particular. Because, first of all, you've got four people. You've got your three brothers and you, and we're discounting your parents at this moment. But... You and your brother may not have known each other very well, and a call on birthdays is certainly better than nothing. But it's not exactly a relationship. I mean, listen, you'll get an email from your podiatrist and from your letter carrier on your birthday saying, you know, happy birthday. So, I mean, that doesn't, it's not the same as a relationship. And it may not be that he's so much against you as just doesn't know you very well. It does sound to me that there may have been a rift between the brothers, whether it was over... Did your parents have any money that they left? Was there any issue about inheritance?
No, they lost everything.
Okay.
There was no money.
So, and it may be that there are some issues in terms of just person... You know, I mean, it may be that your brother's depressed. I mean, I don't know. And I'm not... I mean, I if you don't have the information, I can't get it from you, right? Because you don't have it.
I don't have it. No,
all right, so the question is, what do we do going forward? And I think the answer is always, when you're dealing with an estranged family member, that all you can do is keep up a fairly consistent, maintainable, which means you can't do something that's going to make you irritated after, if you send them an email and say, listen, we're just thinking about you today, love you. If you expect a return before you're going to do anything else, you're doomed. So don't do that. But sending an email, sending a postcard, sending a letter, making a phone call, even if it's not answered, that just said, you know, I was thinking about you today, love you, not asking anything in return, and not being unhappy if they don't respond. And that's you building your part of the bridge toward them. And if you expect it to be 50-50, you're going to have a bridge that's going to fall down. It's just not workable. But if you just decide that, look, this is my brother, I want to have a relationship with him, I'm going to figure out what I can do that might be appealing to him and maintainable for me, so I don't get so irritated that I think, to hell with you, I'm not going to do this anymore. So just do it. And do it not so much for him, but for you, that this is a relationship that you would like to have, that he's 73, he's not going to get any younger, as any of us are. And so what you're going to do is, once a month, on his birth date, you know, let's say he was born August 15th, that on the 15th of every month, you're going to send an email, or you're going to call, or whatever you want to do, whatever works best for you, send a postcard that says, hi, Henry, just wanted to know, I was thinking about you, love you, and sign it, Linda. All right? And just do that, because that'll make you feel good, and you can spend that day, you know, eating the kind of food he likes, or thinking about him, or talking with your husband about him, or talking with your other brothers about him. Do whatever makes sense to you. Now, how he's going to respond is completely up to him. But quite often, even cranky, bristly people, you can wear them down just by asking nothing, just by being charming, and sort of going forward. Because, if there's something that you know about where there was a rift between the two brothers and somehow somebody viewed you as on one brother's side and not the other side, I mean, there are all sorts of things that matter a lot to other people that we don't see as being very important, but were important to somebody else. And nobody's in charge of deciding what's important to you. You're only the only one who can decide that. But if you want to have a better relationship with him, begin a better relationship with him, even though it may be unilateral for at least a while and maybe forever.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. I thought about writing a letter telling him all the things I felt and how he hurt me, but it's kind of pronounced.
No. That's dumping on him. Nobody's going to respond to that letter. That'll make you feel better and him feel worse. That's not effective at all. You can write the letter if you want, but then burn it or bury it or you know, confetti it or flush it. Don't send that letter. Linda, if I sent you a letter that said, you've never really liked me, you've never been nice to me, you always hurt my feelings, and you said I was fat. Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to say, oh, Joy, I'm so sorry? You're not. You're going to throw that letter away and ignore me.
You couldn't have gotten closer to the truth there.
I know. Occasionally, I'm just a little more psychic than I'd really like. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's pretty funny. But, no, I didn't send the letter because I knew in my heart that I needed to write it to get it out, but I knew in my heart it wouldn't help the situation.
Exactly.
I it's a good idea to just because he's discontinued the Ritley. You know, there was a relationship.
Well, wait, finish your thought, because you're right. Just because he's decided not to be in touch with you doesn't mean he can decide for you not to be in touch with him.
Right.
You're exactly right.
He doesn't get to choose whether I love him or
exactly. You got it, Cookie. Just exactly.
Yeah, that helped. That's what I needed to hear. I just needed, because everybody's telling me never to stay away from him. He doesn't care.
Well, first of all, you don't know that. You don't know what's going on with him. You do what makes sense to you. That's how you run your life.
Yeah, and I'm not that person anyway.
There you go.
I, you know.
Alrighty. Alrighty.
Thanks.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. But look, that is the point. That you run your life by rules that make sense to you. And as I said earlier this week on a completely different issue, that every once in a while we do the right thing and people are going to boo us for it. They're not going to understand it. It's not going to work. But it's still the right thing, and that's why we did it. Now, it means when people boo it, you may want to look at it and reevaluate whether it makes any sense at all. But and maybe it doesn't, maybe it doesn't. But you run your life by the rules that make sense to you. And every once in a while, you're going to do something that was either accidental or you wish you hadn't done in retrospect, and people are going to applaud for the wrong thing. So, you know, the point is that we have to run our life by the rules that make sense to us. And sometimes they will work incredibly well, which is great, and sometimes they won't. It's okay. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.